This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's been 100 years since Europe had a June as hot as this June was. Temperatures topped 100 degrees all over the continent. A town in southern France hit 115, the highest ever in that country. Those temperatures are a huge health concern, of course. 13 fatalities were blamed on the heat, just a tiny fraction of the 70,000 people who died in Europe's 2003 heat wave, in part because government set up facilities to take care of people. But Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from the European desk. There are worries about what the heat did and what a hotter planet is going to do to Europe's economic infrastructure.
The French government installed temporary fountains and mist machines around Paris to help the baking citizens cool off. But the country will have to make far more radical changes than that if it's to cope with future heat waves, as France-based broadcaster Emma James told the BBC.
The public transport system here in France, it's very hit and miss in terms of whether or not it will actually be cool. You just don't know. You might be entering the gates of hell if you take a particular metro line, or you might be not too bad.
Air conditioning is not widely available in France, but James says the heat wave brought other problems for rail travellers across the country. Some rail tracks buckled in the heat. Trains were delayed. One key service arrived 11 hours late.
The infrastructure does struggle a lot when these kind of temperatures get this high.
It wasn't just rail travel that suffered, and it wasn't just France. The German authorities feared that the asphalt or bitumen in the road surfaces of certain highways was beginning to melt, and so they imposed emergency speed restrictions.
Extreme heat waves slow the economies down.
John Ferguson of the Economist Intelligence Unit.
It makes it harder to work, so it can slow down economic activity. So Europe is not immune from that sort of economic impact.
Ferguson's research suggests that extreme weather events, freak storms and flash flooding, as well as heat waves, now cost parts of Europe up to 2% of lost output a year, tens of billions of dollars. And it could get worse, says Timothy Hewson of the European Centre for Medium-Range Weather Forecasts.
It's widely accepted that heat waves are becoming more common and will become more common as a result of global warming.
Europe has gotten the message. Graham Edmond of the Institution of Civil Engineers in Scotland says European countries are beginning to protect their infrastructure from climate change. There are a lot of mitigating measures, especially when it comes to the rail network on which Europe depends heavily.
You can do things like introducing expansion joints to make sure, for example, railway lines are more capable of dealing with the high temperatures.
And he says there are also ways of preventing roads from melting.
It's actually making sure that the mix of stones and aggregates and bitumens is perhaps a bit more capable of dealing with the high temperatures.
Attention, canicule. Pour éviter le coup de chaleur.
Throughout the heat wave in France, the government broadcast this message at least six times a day, warning of the dangers of heat stroke. The health ministry set aside special cool rooms for the elderly in public buildings across the country. City officials handed out bottles of water in the street. It worked. In the 2003 heat wave, 15,000 people in France died. It's believed no more than a few dozen lives were lost in the country this time. But John Ferguson says the latest heat wave has exposed the whole continent's continuing vulnerability.
Countries in Europe and around the world cannot have infrastructure systems that either break or buckle or decline when an extreme weather event happens.
Protecting the infrastructure, he says, is a vital way of mitigating the economic impact of climate change. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.